Thank you for joining us for another lesson from God's Word. The West Huntsville Church of Christ at Providence is located at 1519 Old Monrovia Road, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806. Anytime you're in the Huntsville area, we hope you'll stop in and be part of our worship. Sunday morning worship is at 9 o'clock, with Bible class immediately following. Sunday evening worship is at 5. Midweek Bible study is held Wednesdays at 7.
Good evening. As a disclaimer, I must tell you, you may find it hard to understand me this evening, and it's because you guys have an accent. And so that may cause you to have a little barrier between me and you. But tonight I want to talk with you about something that's kind of practical, and it's kind of near and dear to my heart. Now, I don't want to talk to you about food tonight, even though I really like food. But this is the most healthiest time in the history of America and the Bahamas. I mean, we are always watching what we eat, exercising, and trying to be in shape. Yet, this is the most... How do I say this? This is the time that we eat the least good food that we can possibly eat. We find ourselves eating things that we shouldn't eat, and we eat so much of it. And so, as a result, health professionals say you are what you eat to try and get you to think about the things that you're putting in before you put them in. You know, you are what you eat. If you're going to eat bad food, that's the kind of fuel your body is running on. Well, I don't want to talk to you about food. I don't really want to talk to you about... I think I lost signal here. There we go. I don't want to talk to you about what happens to your body. You are what you eat. But what I want to talk to you about is... There we go. Is something else that is more important to you. And it is you. Your soul, who you are. Because we know that it's not what goes into the mouth of a man that defiles him. Rather, it's what's coming out of him. What comes out of his mouth, that's what defiles him. And while we should be careful of what we eat, it's more important that we be careful of what we put in us spiritually, what we put in our spiritual mind. And so I want to talk to you about you are what you think. You are what you think. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Be sober. The first thing comes to my mind is someone who's not drinking a lot. And I believe most people probably think that. And that's not a bad example. So let's use that as our example. Be sober. Be vigilant. Imagine someone who's intoxicated. They cannot make decisions that are stable. They'll make decisions that they wouldn't make otherwise. Most of their decisions are going to be bad ones. They're going to make bad decisions because they are not sober-minded. They're intoxicated. Be vigilant. Be sober and be vigilant. Be awake because this lion is on the prowl. So we got to be, we must be vigilant. We must be sober and vigilant. Why? When we look in the world today, we see a lot of different sins. Violence, gay and lesbianism, premarital pregnancy, atheism. Why is this in the world? It must be what people are putting in them. That's what's coming out. They are putting something in them, and therefore it's coming out. You are what you think. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, Whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be anything that's praiseworthy, think on these things or meditate on these things. This is my exegeting of that verse. I think it's just that simple. Fill your mind with godliness. I think that's what he's saying. Fill your mind with godliness. If it's in you, it's going to come out of you. Romans 1, verse 16. Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." These things can only be found in God's word. That is what we want to fill our minds with. What's in God's word? That is what's godly. The verse goes on to say, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from heaven, revealed from faith unto faith." This is where it is, within these pages, in God's word. We want to fill our minds with God's word. It says, "As it is written, the just shall live by faith." The only place we can find faith or become faithful is through the word of God. This is how we become faithful to God, by obeying what's in here. And we cannot obey what's in here if we do not study what's in here. We do not know what's in here. Proverbs 23 and 7. "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." You are what you think. The question is, what are we putting in our hearts? What are we putting in our hearts as Christians? Do we have these same problems that the world have within the church? Violence, gay and lesbianism, premarital sex, people who believe that God does not exist. Do you know that Christians have children that grow up coming to service, and as soon as they get off old enough to not go, to decide for themselves, they choose not to go, and many of them don't even believe in God? These are just some of the sins that we see in the world. But we're talking about sin. That's the subject. What are we putting in ourselves? What are we putting in our children? Why are we having these problems in the church? How do we put these evils or these sinful acts in our children? How is that done? Have you ever heard the term the one-eye monster? Probably every one of us have a one-eye monster in our house, right? Well, the monster now has multiple eyes. The internet, the smartphone, the television, the video games. The monster now has multiple eyes. And he's living in our homes. So Satan already has a foothold in our homes. We have become desensitized. And so now, in a lot of cases, in a lot of situations, Christians can't even recognize sin. Christians don't know the difference from good and evil. "Woe unto them that call good evil and evil good, that call light darkness and darkness light, that call bitter sweet and sweet bitter." Isaiah 2:20. "Woe unto them." They don't know the difference between good and bad. And this is happening within the church now. We're going to look at some facts. I'm going to try to go quickly. The history of promiscuity on television. Let's look at that. So the first couple to share a bed on television did so in 1947. In 1947, this couple was allowed to share a bed on television because they were married off screen in real life. They didn't even allow a man and a woman to share a bed on screen if they weren't married. And this couple was the first to do so. And she was also the first person to show pregnancy on television. I dream of Jeannie. This is the 60s. She was the one that started the tank top kind of thing, the cleavage kind of thing. Her stomach was covered, but she had a little bit of cleavage showing. That was really significant back then. It doesn't matter. She has on a lot of clothes nowadays. But she was the first one to show cleavage on television. 1947, remember, the first couple to share a bed were married in real life. 1964, this was the first couple that shared a bed that wasn't married in real life. Can you see a progression here? Gilligan's Island. This was the first television show to show the midriff and the tank top. But this was a stipulation. They weren't allowed to put them both on screen at the same time. So if you go back and watch the Gilligan's Island, you might notice that they were never on the same, on the screen the same time. One wore a tank top and one midriff was out. I don't understand what the point was, but they made that rule. But the point is, Satan is getting further and further. He's getting further and further. Law and Order. This was the first show to show a kiss between a female and a female. 1991. Just a little peck. That's where it started. 1991. In 93, this show wasn't allowed to air, but they had planned to show a lot of raunchy scenes, and there were people who boycotted, and certain affiliates of ABC Network decided they wouldn't show it. Dawson's Creek, 2001. Two men, young men, the show was designed for teenagers. Two young men had a passionate kiss on this show. I was in my 20s, early 20s at the time, and I saw the show. I should not have been watching Dawson's Creek at all, and I didn't realize until I saw that kiss, and that was it for me. That was the last show I saw. And I started realizing I needed to make some changes in what I put in, what I put in me. Dawson's Creek. I've heard this saying, someone said, if you give the devil room, he will burn down the whole hotel. And I believe that's what's happening. I believe that's exactly what Satan was doing with television. There was always an agenda based on the research. This isn't something that just happened to happen. There was an agenda in place, and there still exists that agenda. Their mission is to get our minds. Listen, Satan does not play fairly or fight fairly. He does not fight fairly. If God made shows and networks, maybe Disney would be the one that he sent, right? Because, I mean, this is the cleanest one of them all. I mean, you can count on Disney. Just put the DVD player in and leave your child and let them watch it and don't worry about it. What about Disney? Let's talk about Beauty and the Beast. In an interview with Attitude Magazine, director Bill Camden spoke a little about the character Le Feu. Le Feu is somebody who one day wants to be Gaston, and another, he wants to kiss Gaston. He's confused about what he wants. But it is a nice, exclusively gay moment in a Disney movie. Disney. Now, I don't know if you notice, but there's more to that line where he's confused about what he wants. There's an agenda in there. See, they've been pushing this gay agenda for so long. There are some young people who've been watching this on TV. And they are confused about who they want to be and where they want to go. And they don't know who they are because their parents are not there for them. The world is designed so parents have no time for their children these days unless it's intentional. Unless they decide, I'm going to spend time with my children. And so that line, that quote, that tells me that he's trying to reach those children. And believe it or not, they are reaching them. These children are being reached by Satan in their own homes where it's supposed to be safe. Camden's reveal is the second bit of recent news to suggest that Disney is becoming more inclusive of the LGBT, and they have some more letters now added to that, representation. Disney. But that's not all. On February 23rd, Disney XD is a station designed specifically for young boys. They designed it to attract young boys. This was an episode that was aired, and the show is called Stars versus the Force of Evil, and the title of the show was Just Friend, which featured the main characters attending a concert. During this concert, this boy group performs a romantic song. Everyone at the concert begins to kiss. And some of the people who were kissing were same sex. As you can see there. The episode marks the first ever same-sex kiss in a Disney cartoon. This is Disney. This is the best one out of all the other ones. Disney. Or is it the worst? Let's talk a bit more. Now, I know there are some people who think that they have to have entertainment, but you can survive without it. It's possible to live and be alive and have a normal life, in fact, a better life, without entertainment. It is. Now, there are some of us who like movies. I like movies. And so we use VidAngel or ClearPlay to kind of clean the movies up. Most people in the church know about it. There are many people who know about it in the church, and they couldn't care less whether it exists or not. Well, VidAngel was in a battle. They were being sued. VidAngel was being sued by a number of the large companies. And these are the companies. Guess who was the leader in this whole thing? Disney. The Disney company. Why on earth would Disney be fighting VidAngel? The way I understand it, VidAngel does not take any money from Disney in no way. They don't cause them to lose money. VidAngel just simply filters the movie. In fact, they sold more movies because of VidAngel. They made more money because the movies that I wouldn't see, VidAngel made it possible for me to see it. Why would they be fighting a company that's making them money? There's an agenda. What's amazing is I did the research way before this happened, and this just proves it to me. They have an agenda, and it's far greater than the money. They want you, and they want your kids. They want your children. They want their hearts, and they want their minds. We looked at promiscuity on television and how it progressed. But if you look at any one of these sins, any sins you could think of that exist on television, it would have progressed in a similar fashion. Doesn't matter. It's the same principle because there is an agenda. Now, there are some people who say, it's not going to affect me. I heard someone say, I watch these movies, but I have to be the filter. I filter everything out. Really? That's like this young man or this old man standing in front of these arrows saying, ah, they won't affect me. Television is still the one-eyed monster. It destroys your mind. It's like candy. If you eat too much of it, it tastes good, but it's eating away at your teeth. It's destroying the enamel, and it's going to get deeper and dig in and destroy your teeth. And the thing is, there are so many people walking around with no teeth, but they can't get enough. They're still eating it. And that's exactly the principle with the television, with some of the things that we can find on the internet and on the smartphone and so on. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 13. Wherefore, gird up your loins. Gird up your loins. Now they would, in those days, they would wear what looked like a dress, kind of like a robe. And if they were going to go in a battle, or if they had to run, they would kind of put it through their legs and tie it in the front so that they could move around and maneuver in the way they would like to. So he's saying, gird up the loins. But he says, of your mind. Gird up the loins of your mind. He says, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust of your ignorance. I heard a preacher say one time that the problem with the church is we kind of want to be close to the world. I remember when I was in Boy Scouts, we would do drills. And in order to space ourselves out properly, we would put our arms out and kind of shuffle across until we get to where we need to be. And I believe the church is doing that when it comes to sin. There's this line where the world is. And for example, every time the world takes off a piece of clothing and they become more and more immodest in their dress, the world shuffles over a little bit and gets close enough just to not be them. So while they're covering up a little, the church is covering up a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Just so we can be different. That is not what we are called to do or be. The church is looking so much like the world. It goes on to say, in verse 15, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Be holy in every single aspect of your life. It goes on to say, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. It's amazing how if you have something that's clean and you just put a little bit of dirt on it, let's say it's white, and you touch that thing, just one spot, That whole thing is now dirty. If I had a spot on my shirt, I would be embarrassed right now. Just a little spot that you can barely see. Even though the rest of the shirt is clean, less than 1%, less than 0.1% is soiled. It's still dirty. God is this clean thing, and He wants us to be like Him. You cannot decide, I'm going to touch a little bit of dirt and still remain clean. You cannot. God is holy. Therefore, we must be holy. If you put garbage in you, garbage will come out. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Tell me you don't know how to finish this song. You don't know the rest of this. Like a good neighbor. Is there anyone who doesn't know a show of hands. How many of you decided I'm going to sit down and learn this song? I love this song so much. I want to know this. Did anyone? Do not be deceived. It's going to go in, whether you want it to or not. It's going in. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. There's no gray area when it comes to Christianity. You cannot decide, I'm going to put all this stuff in me, but I'm still going to be a Christian. It just doesn't work. It does not work like that. My question to you is, what are you putting in you? What are you putting in you? These are some of the favorite shows. This might be outdated. I don't even know what people watch nowadays. But these are some of the shows that people watch that you should not put in you. You should not put these shows in you. And they become a part of who you are when you watch these things. They do. Some of them, you can tell it's not something a Christian should watch just by the name. Lucifer. Come on. There's no way a Christian should want to watch Lucifer. Big Little Lies, Divorce, Pretty Little Liars, Evil Stepmothers, The Big Bang Theory, Game of Thrones, Shameless. Most of them, I really don't know what they're about, but just the name. I've heard of the Game of Thrones when I was working a secular job. And based on what I've heard people saying, I did not want to watch that. I did not want to watch that. You are what you think. You are what you think. Whatever you're putting in your mind stays there. If you put God's word in your mind, when it's time to make decisions, your decisions will be based on what you have in you. If you're putting Pretty Little Liars in your mind, your decisions will be based on what you have in you. You are what you think. Tonight, if you're not a Christian, this is the time. This is the right time to make that change. First of all, we must hear the word of God. There are men or women who are here right now willing to sit with you if there's something you don't know or understand about Scripture. You must then believe that what you've heard. Then you must repent. Turn away from whatever it is you were doing. Turn away from the world and sin. And turn to God. You must hear, believe, repent, confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Then you must be baptized in His name for the remissions of your sins.
We hope you have enjoyed this lesson from God's Word. If you would like to continue your study of New Testament Christianity, please send your name and address to World Bible School, West Huntsville Church of Christ, 1519 Old Monrovia Road, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806. Or if you prefer, send your name and address by email to wbs@westhuntsville.org.